Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. But I've learned that I was building my skills, I was building my confidence, and I was recognizing my passion. Good afternoon, everyone. Okay. So I want to start with asking three questions. First, who knows what a podcast is? Raise your hand if you know what a podcast is. Okay, keep your hand up if you know someone who has wanted to start a podcast. Okay. For the last question, I promise it's the last one. Keep your hand up if you thought about starting it yourself. Okay. Next slide. So my name is Terrell Humphrey. I'm the CEO of FIK Advertising, and I'm a Marine author and I'm the CEO of FIK Advertising. So next slide. Back in 2020, during COVID, as the world was shutting down, my world was opening up because of a phone, because of a camera, because I was able to get on camera and tell my story, tell my experience, and share what I've been through. So while I was serving in the Marine Corps, it was good, it was great, it was phenomenal, but it wasn't fulfilling because I had to find my own purpose, I had to find my own passion. Dean mentioned something about your passion. We all have passion, it's just recognizing what your passion actually is. Next slide. So after 893 podcast episodes, I've learned that I was doing something wrong. 893 different videos. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of conversations. It's a lot of topics. But I've learned that I was building my skills. I was building my confidence, and I was recognizing my passion. So my passion was helping other entrepreneurs not only find their passion, but recognize that you have a passion because of what you have been through and the experience that you have grown through. Next slide. And so when I recognized I was doing something wrong, I didn't have the business model behind just creating content. If y'all haven't saw, there's a camera and a phone on there. So I'm very comfortable speaking on camera. But now that I'm starting learning about business, I learned that I was lacking advertising. So the first customer, I was my first customer. And even though it has 999 different impressions, that's a lot. When I first asked the question, who here know what a podcast is? Everyone raised their hand. And then it got to narrow down of who knows someone. It get narrower and narrower. So with advertising, I didn't know that even though you can reach a large audience, you have to be able to connect with that large audience. And that's where your passion comes into place. That's where your experience comes into place. That's where your storytelling comes into place. Next slide. And according to Buzzsprout, this is the podcast growth projection, meaning that there's a lot of people listening to podcasts. There's a lot of different conversations going on. There's a lot of different topics being discussed. So why can't you discuss your topic about your passion for yourself? So next slide. So my packages are a podcast course. So podcast course, a podcast workshop. And then for the next one is podcast mastermind, teaching you how to start your podcast, how to grow your podcast, and potentially how to monetize your podcast. Next slide. So this is a QR code. We ain't gonna come through that one just yet. Next slide. And then at my ads. So I'm not gonna insult y'all intelligence. If y'all can take 15 seconds to read the theme, then I'll be quiet. Okay.
It's been automated the whole time.
So what I'm looking for is professional consultant that understand the digital world and understand the numbers, just like you mentioned earlier. I forgot your name, but you said data. Say it again.
Jim.
Jim. You say data sales. And in order for me to grow and develop more, I have to collect more data and be and know what to do with the data. So that's my ask. Okay.
All set. Well, let's open up for questions. You got 4 minutes.
Hi.
How are you?
We talked about this before. So you wanted to be an advertising agency or a mentorship program?
That is a great question. I'm glad you asked. A mentorship program, okay. Mainly because there are steps. I think it was here, but I was learning that there are steps like different phases. People go through different phases. Okay. Just like you mentioned, you can add the advertising on different stages. So when you said that, I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Because it makes sense, like, because when you're speaking, it sounds more, you're more passionate about helping podcasters become the best podcaster and learning your journey through podcasting than being an actual advertising agency, which can be a part of the, I guess, the mentorship program.
So, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely.
Can you describe the needs or the need, what needs your company has in order to become the challenges?
So just so I understand, you want me to describe the needs that that my company have? So,
needs and the challenges that you're experiencing.
What do you mean by needs? Like,
how many challenges? What challenges do you experience?
Thank you for the clarification. So, another question: who here is an entrepreneur? Everybody's in here, like I did that. So, even though you're an entrepreneur, you have different experiences that you go through. It's identifying what you would like to talk about and the topics that's relatable to other individuals. I didn't get up here sharing my whole life, but it's just different problems that we go through. Like, if you want to start a podcast, where do you start? Problem issue number one, where do you start? You start with your story. Okay, what story? I don't know about, I'm 25. I've been through life just a little bit, but it's just recognizing the type of stories that you like to share to build your audience.
So you're a podcast expert. I know nothing about podcasting. I want to start one. Would you, if you're selling me on this concept about podcasting, do you provide the studio as well? What value added are you giving me besides just teaching me a few steps on how to do the podcast? Are you walking me through inception to completion to launch in the whole 9 yards? Are you providing any other value added besides just mentorship?
So not at the moment, as far as like recording in person. Furthermore, as far as guiding you along the way, yes, that for now that's the focus, because if you can guide and start, you can continue to go on, because statistically speaking, podcasters who start podcasting only make 5 episodes. I've done 893. That's a lot. So to answer your question, in person, not right now, but just to guide you along the way, that's what the focus is right now.
What do you think is the biggest challenge for podcasters?
What is the biggest challenge? So not knowing your story, not being comfortable sharing your story. We've all been through things. I'm 25. I've been through divorce. I was in the Marine Corps. I experienced more life than
context.
Then
how do you advise on content?
Say it again?
How do you advise on content?
On content.
Yeah, like say, telling my story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the biggest challenge you're saying, and that's come with having enough content to then be able to tell, you know, speak about
right.
Content. How do you advise on that?
Well, you have to practice it. You have to practice learning how to share your story. You have to practice being open and communicating to a mass audience.
So that's where you come in.
Yes, that's to guide you along the way. Like, this is the practice, and this is what you need to do, and these are the steps to follow.
Okay, so you sell a framework through the workshops and the mastermind, and then you can either implement through the advertising agency services then that you offer, right?
Yes.
Okay, so there's 2 ways that you're making revenue.
3. Webinar, seminars. Webinar, we got about that,
so
yes.
All right, thank you.
That's time. That's a good time.
Thank you.